first found out about it around the 1st of April, when it was brought to our attention by the owner of the company, the principal owner. And then the investigation ensued from there. We got the okay. We, of course, talked to the district attorney, and then we got probable cause for a search warrant, got a search warrant, and then we went out to their home, and the entire CID crew was out there for most of the day looking for and seizing much of the stuff that was listed in the probable cause.
If you can give me a sampling of what you were able to seize then.
Bill, there was weapons. There was a $10,000 bed. There were TVs. The senior investigator that's working it is still cataloging the items that they seized that are apparently fruits of this crime. Now, some of the things, obviously, we couldn't seize. There was $80,000 worth of landscaping that they had done. That's lost money. But
what will become, then, of the tangible items that were seized?
I think at some point the owner of the company would have access to these and probably try to sell them or recoup some of his losses. I mean, it was his money. If, in fact, that's the way it turns out, that purchased these items, so technically they'd be his.
And the allegation of how much was taken would be what at this point, knowing that the number could go up?
Bill, it's probably somewhere north of $250,000 and pushing $300,000.
And the time span that this was taken would have been approximately when to when?
About 2 years.
That ended at the somewhere around the 1st of April then?
No, it was in the middle of March. He first brought them in, almost in a collegial manner, seeking an explanation. And it became pretty obvious to him that they were stealing from him.
In your experience, have you run across something with this kind of volume from a business being taken?
No, Bill, this is kind of exceptional for us out in the county. There would be more opportunities for this level of embezzlement within the two cities or at the university. So this is not something that we get to see that often in the county.
What's the message that goes out to business owners and administrators to protect what belongs to their particular companies?
You know, I think the key here is that the gentleman that owns the company was very trusting of these two people. He rewarded them substantially for what he thought their work was. And it appears that they just took advantage of that. There was an accountant that was brought in to oversee the bookkeeping, but as it turns out, there may have been a relationship between one of the suspects and this accountant. So, you know, I guess having a third-party entity checking your books, because the owner of the company was pretty much a hands-off absentee. He was allowing these people to run the company.
So is there any sort of investigation into the accountant's possible participation in this?
I would say that we're looking at everybody that had a linkage to this. There were people that benefited from some of their largesse, you know, that went on vacations with them and maybe benefited from some of the funds that they stole. So, yes, I mean, we're still digging through that.
And that would lead to possible charges of what, conspiracy and what else?
I don't really have a good answer for you on that. I'd have to defer to the lawyers, but yeah, there certainly could be additional charges.
This really has to be a complicated investigation, and what are the types of resources at the disposal of the sheriff's office to make sure this gets thoroughly done?
My CID division, my criminal investigation, is well staffed with experienced investigators from many police agencies, as well as coming up through the ranks. So these guys have a lot of experience. Even though we may not have a lot of exposure to these type of cases in the county, they've had exposure in other agencies. And, of course, we have the Texas Rangers who work very closely with us that we can always call on, too. So.